Welcome to Perfect Grace Ministries. Hello, I'm Jonathan Womack, pastor of Plainview Baptist Church in Woodbury, Tennessee. I'm hoping you will stay tuned to our weekly radio message and podcast as we go through for the next 15 minutes of God's Word, looking into His message one verse at a time. For information about our church or other live preaching and teaching opportunities, go to www.plainviewbaptistchurch.org. I want to begin by saying how much I appreciate everyone who watches. Not just that you're watching, but hopefully you're taking in this message that God has put on my heart. He's sent me to be a messenger to show you God's Word, and what He shows in God's Word is truth and life. And friends, in today's time, we need that. We're hearing so much madness, so many things coming off the news, we're hearing off the radio. So many people's got their own perspective about this and that, and it can be so confusing. So tonight, we're going to look at the message of where we need to stand. And we're really made to stand in this time of adversity. And it's important that we learn to stand on the truth and what is the truth and how important it is for us not to follow man. And we'll look at this tonight. First off, I want to say that I want you to continue to remember our church, remember each other. We're going to be continuing our services with our drive-through services. We'll be announcing possibly more, where next Wednesday night we were thinking about possibly opening up our services inside for those few who wants to come and be with us. But we're looking at the different ideas with that. Phase one of our reopening is already in place, so little by little you'll see things at church being reopened, but in a safe manner. And on that topic, I know that that is a big topic, that is a bunch of adversity, a bunch of differences out there that you can find. Some people says open back up, some people says no. And I understand both views. It's a very confusing time. If you look at the health professionals, they've said one thing one minute and the other thing another minute. It can be so confusing. So who do we trust? Well, I can answer that, and we're going to answer that tonight in God's Word. God is the only one we can trust. Let me just say this, that Jeremiah was born in a similar time. I'll be honest with you, we haven't seen the likes of what Jeremiah saw. And there is some countries and some cities in the world today that may be seeing some things like Jeremiah saw. But let me tell you something. We are so blessed here in America to still be able to worship freely and continue to preach God's message. And I'm going to do it till we can't anymore. And so with that said, I've just got a few things I want to say to you. I want to remind you the church. Let me talk to the Christian just for a moment. Let me remind you that the world is watching you. When I say the world is watching you, I'm talking about lost people. I'm talking about the majority of the world doesn't know Jesus Christ. They don't believe there is a God. And they're watching you. Preachers, they're watching you. They're listening to you, what you're saying, what you're doing during this crisis, during this epidemic. And it's important that you take note to that. Because we can't lose our minds. We can't lose our heart at what is going on around us. Because if we lose our hearts and our minds in the midst of this, then who are we truly serving? Are we serving ourselves? Do we just give up? No, we can't. I believe that God is going to get us through this. Do I believe that things is like they was? Am I mad because it's not like a light switch and all of a sudden we just flip the switch and everything's back to normal? It may never be normal again. It may look different after we get out of this. But I do know this, God has given us life, and until He takes our life, we will preach the gospel message of a home that's greater than this home and a place that's greater than this place. And that is what we have to put our trust in. We live in the time that some say, I want to take all your rights away to keep the whole world safe. My reply to those people is simply this, only God can keep the world safe. And then there's the others who say, there is no big deal. It's all blew out of proportion. And I know what they're talking about, the media and the how they just, you know, sort of put their own icing on anything that's said and try to cover the truth. I know what you're saying, but to say there's no big deal with this, to forget about the lives that's already been lost, then you would be fooling yourself. Why am I saying all this? This is my response to both of the other two groups, those two groups I talked about. I just want you to know that we need to stop trusting in what you want or what I want and start trusting in what God wants and what God wants to show us. I hope you hear me tonight. And this may be shared. There's going to be a lot of comments on this, and so be it. Jeremiah spoke in a time of adversity, a time of struggle, when there was all kinds of madness going on around him, but he had to stand on the truth, and so do I. The voice of the church cannot be distinguished or put out by this epidemic or by any government power. I don't care what they're trying to do, take away our powers or anything like that. No doubt Satan and the Antichrist, the spirit of the Antichrist, has been here since Christ. And yes, he's going to use every means in the world to try to take control, but he cannot snuff us out. They can try to take it, but they're not going to take it. Let's not try to turn this thing around to be something that we get attention from, because that's the wrong kind of attention. Here's what I mean by that. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 24 says, "For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away." But look what it says. "But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." Friends, I want to trust God. And I want to realize that there is an epidemic happening. I want to realize that there is some people who's hurting. And we need to realize that God will take care of us. Think about what this next verse is. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. In the 14th verse, it says, "Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." Walking circumspectly means that you're watching where you're going. I'll be honest with you, it's not following man, it's following God. Here's what it says. "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." God says, listen, it's some evil days. We need to watch where we're walking. "Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." The most important thing we can do during this time is search for the will of God. What is the will of God? Was it the will of God for all this to happen? Apparently so, or He wouldn't have allowed it. What do we need to be watching for now? We need to watch what God is wanting us to see. Very important what we need to see during this time. It goes on to say this, 17th verse, "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God." The only thing we need to fear during this time is God, in a respectable and honorable way that God will see. I'm saying we need to be smart, we need to be wise, we need to be safe, because this is an epidemic. This is a scary time. Many people's lost their jobs. We've not seen the end of this. You say, you're either optimistic or pessimistic. I'm a realist. I want you to see from my heart that I'm hurting during this. I want us to be back to normal. But friends, we're not there yet. And it's only going to be God who gets us back to that place. And if we don't fall on our knees, if all we do as pastors is ridicule what everybody else is saying, trying to throw the blame game on the government and everybody else, then friends, you're wrong. Any pastor's wrong for saying that. And we need to realize where God has put us all. We're all in the same boat, in the midst of judgment, in need of that Redeemer, and in need of that light so that we can be the light to the rest of the world. That's exactly where we find ourselves in this study. As we begin the study of Jeremiah, I want you to think about this. This man was in the ministry for 41 years. The Bible tells us that. 41 years he was in the ministry. And in the midst of 41 years, he only had a handful of followers who he could say was a success in the ministry. Now this really caught my heart, because when God gave me this message, ironically, I'm just going to be all open with you, I was at a very low point in my morale. And why I say that is I just get so saddened by not being able to meet with the church. And I've been so saddened because we're not back to normal. And it's a push and a pull. I mean, you've got people who's, you know, wanting to just get back. Then you got some people who's afraid to get back, and we're just caught in the middle. And what do we do? What do we not do? And here I am going, man, the church is really struggling here. We need to get back. And when I mean the church is really struggling, I'm talking about all over the world. We've got churches who's closing down, and thank God we've not closed down, but there's churches really struggling during this time, and it just breaks my heart. And I'm thinking, God, what are we called here for during this time? And I'll be honest with you. It was God who sent me to Jeremiah, not the book that I wanted to study during this time, but the book that God wanted to reveal to me, and that's why I'm revealing it to you. Jeremiah, who was known as the weeping prophet. You know why he's known as the weeping prophet? Because there was a whole lot of bad things happening all around Jeremiah. There was 41 years of him struggling in the ministry in the midst of a world that was being judged. But you know what? You can say a lot about Jeremiah. You can say he cried a lot. You can say he wept a lot. And he was weeping and crying not for himself, but for the other people. What are we doing? Are we crying about ourselves? Are we crying about what we're not doing anymore compared to what we was doing? Are we blaming everybody else for what's happening? Or are we moving forward in what God is showing us? That's the difference. I want you to be a part of the church. Instead of throwing the blame game, instead of crying over your self-loss, moving forward with what God is showing us. That's the difference in Jeremiah. And that should be the difference in us as Christians. Let's begin in our verses, our main focal passage tonight. Would you turn your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 1, the book of the weeping prophet, and it's so much for us to see. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 1, the words of Jeremiah the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin. And so this first verse here describes where Jeremiah come from, and it's important that we see where he come from because of this hard word for me to say is Anathoth. And so it says in the second verse, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. So, you know, during this time, God had an awesome plan. And we need to see that today is God uses leaders. Sometimes more than just spiritual preachers and teachers and stuff like that. Sometimes He uses governmental leaders to help people through a process. Now, I do not want us to trust the government. I'm not trying to preach and teach that. I'm just saying that during this time, God's people was being took care of by God because He rose a king that was wanting to search for what God wanted. And I hope and pray all of our leaders, let's be praying for our leaders that they're seeking what God wants. Let's just say that we have wicked leaders, but if we'll pray, maybe God through this will change the hearts of those leaders so that they will seek God and what God wants us to see during this instead of what they want. See, that's what we need to be praying for. And this is what was happening during this time. There were some positive things. In the midst of some very bad things, there were some positive things. And so here was Josiah, the king, and then it goes on to say, it came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judea, until the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. And by the way, at the very last of that, it mentions several of the kings and who reigned during this time. And then it speaks about where they was headed. They was headed for captivity. Well, Brother Jonathan, I thought this was going to be a good study to lift me up, and it will be if you'll just hold on to what God's going to teach us. Because where Jerusalem was headed, where the Jewish people was headed, where God's people was headed was for captivity. And the reason that this story will end in a bad way, per se, was because they would not listen and see what God was showing them.
Thank you for being a part of Perfect Grace Ministries. I hope you've enjoyed the message. For more information about our church or other live preaching, teaching, and opportunities, go to www.plainviewbaptistchurch.org. That's where you'll find tons of information about our church. I am Pastor Jonathan Womack. Until next time, I hope you take time to find God's perfect grace and God's greatest gift to the world, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.